The original research article titled Cardiopulmonary and Metabolic Responses During a Two-Day Cardiopulmonary Exercise Test in ME/CFS, Translating Reduced Oxygen Consumption to Impairment Status to Treatment Considerations, was authored by Keller and Raceno et al. From Cornell University in New York. It was published in the Journal of Translational Medicine on July 5, 2024. Post-exertional malaise represents a variety of abnormal responses to exertion and is the hallmark characteristic of ME/CFS. Completing cardiopulmonary exercise tests 2 days in a row objectively demonstrates this abnormal response, but has only been validated in studies utilizing small sample sizes. This study sought to add to the existing evidence with a larger sample size. Participants were recruited through a multi-site initiative via Cornell University. 84 participants, satisfying the Canadian consensus criteria for ME/CFS and 71 sedentary controls, completed two cardiopulmonary exercise tests on a cycle ergometer 24 hours apart. A range of measures were taken at rest, at ventilatory or the anaerobic threshold, and at peak exertion. Identical cardiopulmonary exercise test protocols were used on both days. The authors found that the ME/CFS participants were unable to reproduce their performance from cardiopulmonary exercise test 1 in cardiopulmonary exercise test 2, with lower measurements observed across many parameters. In contrast, the sedentary controls demonstrated greater stability in cardiopulmonary exercise test variables across the two tests. The cardiopulmonary exercise test 2 results in ME/CFS participants showed a more severe impairment status compared to the sedentary controls. This study represented the largest 2-day cardiopulmonary exercise test study of ME/CFS. The result contributed to the evidence demonstrating substantially impaired recovery in ME/CFS following an exertional stressor through the drop-off in results in cardiopulmonary exercise test 2 compared to cardiopulmonary exercise test 1. The ongoing post-exertional cardiopulmonary exercise test responses in the ME/CFS group, when compared to the sedentary controls, indicate that fitness level is not responsible for the exertion intolerance seen in ME/CFS. The authors propose that autonomic nervous system dysregulation and observable reduction in post-exertional energy metabolism may be responsible for the abnormal ME/CFS responses and worsening of impairment status. The authors propose that further research should be completed into treatments that focus on re-regulating autonomic nervous system signaling in order to improve oxygen delivery.